second of our retreat, the second day of the retreat, 29 December 1991. Our Dhamma talk will be about the continuation of our the exercise, practical exercise on the Vipassana meditation. Yesterday I explained to you how to practice mindfulness meditation or Vipassana meditation very briefly. Mindfulness meditation expounded by the Lord Buddha is, as you know, of three types or three kinds. The first one is mindfulness of a body of physical process. Kaya Nupasana Satipatthana, call it in Pali. The second one is mindfulness of feeling or sensation, Vedana Nupasana Satipatthana in Pali. The third is a mindfulness of consciousness, Citta Nupasana Satipatthana in Pali. The fourth is mindfulness of Dhamma, Dhamma Nupasana Satipatthana in Pali. This Dhamma is mostly translated into mental objects or mind objects. Actually, this is the four group of mindfulness meditation. Includes the other three mindfulness of meditation too. That is the previous ones. Mindfulness of body, mindfulness for feeling or sensation, mindfulness of consciousness are also included in the fourth group. That's the mindfulness of a Dhamma. So, the mindfulness of a Dhamma, Dhamma is somewhat difficult to translate into any English word equivalent to it. Kaya Nupasana Satipatthana, mindfulness of body or bodily process. When you are mindful of the rising movement and falling movement of the abdomen, it's called Kaya Nupasana Satipatthana, mindfulness of body. when you are mindful of lifting, pushing, dropping, touching, pressing of the foot, it's also mindfulness of the body or bodily process, physical phenomena, kaya nupasana sthipatthana. When you stand, you have to be aware of the standing posture, making mental note standing. This is also mindfulness of physical process or physical phenomena, kaya nupasana sthipatthana. When you bend your arms, then you have to be mindful of the movement of the bending arms, making mental note as bending, 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 being aware of the bending movement of the arms. It's also mindfulness of a body, or mindfulness of a physical process, a physical phenomena. When you stretch it out, you have to observe the stretching movement of the arm as it really occurs. It's also kaya nupasana sthipatthana, mindfulness of a body or physical phenomena. When you sit on the chair at the table, when you sit down on the seat or on the cushion, then you have to be aware of a sitting movement, sitting down movement, making mental note as a sitting, sitting, sitting. The whole movement of sitting down must be aware of as it occurs. It's also kaya nupasana sthipatthana, mindfulness per body. When you rise from your seat, the rising movement of the body must be observed as it occurs. Making mental note, rising, 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 slowly. When you sit down, you should do it too slowly. When you rise from the seat, do it very slowly and be aware of the whole, from the very beginning of rising and sitting down movement to until the end of it. This is also kaya nupasana sthipatthana, mindfulness of body or bodily phenomena. When you reach to hold your spoon at the table, then you should be aware of the stretching movement of your arms, making mental note, stretching, stretching, or reaching, reaching. When the hand touches the spoon or the fork, observe it touching, touching. when you hold the fork, observe that the holding movement of the fork, the holding. When you pick it up, no picking, and so on. All these are kaya nupasana sthipatthana, mindfulness of a body, mindfulness of a physical process. When you take the food, note taking. When you bring it to the mouth, then the bringing movement must be observed. Make a mental note as bringing. When the food reach the mouth, before the food reach the mouth, you intend to open the mouth. Then that intention is very distinct, so it must be noted. Whatever intention, maybe when it's distinct, must be noted as intending. It means that you have intention to open the mouth. So intending. Then opening the mouth, observe it, make a mental note as opening. When you put the food into the mouth, note putting. When you put the hand down, note putting down. When you chew the food, note chewing. When you intend to swallow it, note intending. When you swallow the food, swallowing. When the food touches along the throat down, then you should note touching, and so on. All these mindfulness of a physical process are called kaya nupasana sthipatthana, except for intention. When you observe intention, it's citta nupasana sthipatthana, mindfulness of our mental states, consciousness, citta nupasana sthipatthana. Whenever we say consciousness, it includes some of our mental states or mental factors which that arises together with the consciousness. In accordance with the Buddhist philosophy, from Buddhist psychology, consciousness never arises alone. It arises together with its mental concomitant. We call it jetasikas. It is a mental concomitant such as attention, one-pointedness, contact, feeling, a memorizing of perception. So we are not able to separate the consciousness from its mental concomitants or mental factors, which arises together with it. So when the consciousness, when we say intention, the intention is a chetana in Pali. Chetana is a volition, motive. So when we say intention, intention doesn't arise alone. It follows the consciousness that arises at that moment. So when we observe the intention, it means we are observing the consciousness that arises together with the intention. Because the consciousness is the leader, the other mental factors or mental concomitants are the followers. When the consciousness cognizes the object, then the other mental factors or concomitants arise together with the consciousness. Without consciousness, no mental factors or mental concomitant arise. It's only when the consciousness cognizes any object, visual objects or auditory, the objects of hearing or object of smelling. It's only when the consciousness cognizes any object that the mental factors or mental concomitant arise together with it. So when we say intention, there arises the consciousness as the leader of a mentality. So the intention arises together with it. So when we say intention, when we observe intention, it means we are mindful of the consciousness together with the intention. That is citta nupassana satipatthana, mindfulness of our consciousness. Then, except for the intention, the other mindfulness of physical movement while we are taking the food to the mouth and swallowing it, kaya nupasana satipatthana, mindfulness of physical body, physical phenomenon, a physical process. This is kaya nupasana satipatthana. Then, when we say blinks our eyes, the blinking movement must be observed. It's somewhat difficult to know the moment of the blinking of the eye. But later on, when your meditative practice becomes mature, you become aware of this blinking movement of the eye. Then that movement also must be observed as it occurs. It's also kaya nupasana satipatthana, mindfulness of a physical phenomenon, a physical process. While you are engaged and rise and fall of the abdomen movement, then your mind may go out and wonder, think about something else, or imagine. Then you must not cling to the movement of the abdomen. You lift it low and follow the mind which is wondering or thinking or imagining. Observe it as it really occurs, making mental note, wondering, thinking, imagining. If you see any mental image, you should observe the consciousness of a seeing, or the thought of a seeing the mental image, as making mental note, seeing, until that mental image has disappeared. To observe these mental states, such as thoughts, ideas, opinions, imaginations, is to realize them in their true nature. So, in Vipassana meditation, you must not bring the mind, the wandering mind or thinking mind, to the primary object. Because all mental process, physical process, are the truth of suffering, which must be thoroughly realized as it really occurs. There is no mental process or physical process which should not be thoroughly realized by a meditator. So every mental state, emotional state, physical process must be attentively, energetically observed as it really occurs. Only these mental states, such as thoughts, ideas, opinions, mental image, has disappeared. Only when these mental states have disappeared, then you should return to the primary object, to rise and follow the abdomen, and note as usual. Sometimes you may analyze the technique or the experience you are having, or the Dharma. This analytical knowledge also must be noted. analyzing, making mental note as analyzing, until it has disappeared. Only when after it has disappeared, you return to the primary object and notes as usual. Mindfulness and meditation is as the Venerable Jnanaponika Thera, the author of the Heart of Buddha Meditation, mentions in his book, to pay attention to what is happening at the moment. Bear attention to what is happening to your body and mind as it really occurs. That's the mindfulness meditation. So, in mindfulness meditation or vipassana meditation, there's no room for thinking about analyzing or criticizing, logical reasoning or philosophical thinking, and also preconceptions also should not be there's no room for preconceptions also, because when you have the preconceived ideas about the technique or the dharma or the experience you are having, you can't realize it, and it's a true nature. Your knowing or realization, perception, may be sided with your preconception. So that you can realize any mental or physical process in its true nature or as it really occurs. You should pay attention to what's happening as it really is. That's all. You should not reflect upon the technique, the experience, if you reflect upon it, then the reflecting must be noted. As a reflecting. Under that, reflection has disappeared. Only after it has disappeared, you return to the primary object, not as usual. These are also consciousness, mindfulness about consciousness or mental states. When you meditation, your meditation experience becomes an advanced stage, improving, and you feel happy, sometimes you feel pity, rapture. This happiness also must be observed. This pity also must be observed as it really occurs. Making mental note as happy, happy, rapture, rapture, and so on. This is a mindfulness of feeling or sensation. Vidananupasana satipatthana. Sometimes you may feel sad about your poor experience when you are not able to make progress in meditational practice. That sadness must be observed. It's also one of our emotional states which must be thoroughly realized by a meditator, and it is a true nature. That's why you have to observe it as it is, making mental note, sad, 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 sad. When the feeling or sensation of sadness has disappeared, return to the primary object, rise and fall of the abdomen, and note as usual. This is also mindfulness of a feeling or sensation. When you have sat for, say, about 20 or 30 minutes, you have to observe it attentively and energetically. But when you have observed the painful sensation, say, for about 30 seconds or 1 minute, you may feel it severe, stronger, and more intense. But actually, the sensation of the pain doesn't become severe, doesn't become more tense, but you think it becomes more tense and severe and stronger because your mind gradually becomes concentrated on the painful sensation more and more deeply. So the insight that realizes, that arises together with the noting mind and concentration becomes penetrating. So that insight knowledge realizes the severity of the painful sensation more and more distinctly, more and more clearly. Then you think the painful sensation becomes severe. But whatever it may be, you must be patient with it by observing it attentively, energetically. Then the painful sensation may have disappeared or may subside. Then you come to the primary object, rise and fall of the abdomen, note as usual. But you, though you have a tendency to change the position, due to this painful sensation. You must not change position. If you are able to sit an hour, 1 hour without changing position, if you are not able to sit an hour without changing position, you may change your position once when you feel painful sensation becomes unbearable. Change your position once, but before you change the position, you have to observe the intention to change the position. As you know, every action or movement is preceded by intention. Preceded by intention. So, when you are able to note intention before the action or the movement, your concentration will be better and better in a short time. So when you have intention to change the position, note the intention. As intention, about 4 or 5 times. After that, you change the position very, very slowly, very, very slowly, so that you are able to be aware of all the movements involved in the act of a changing position. There is no action or movement which must not be observed, because every action, every movement must be thoroughly realized in their true nature, and it's the true nature. I am a meditator. So every action and movement involved in the act of a changing position must be observed. To do it, you have to slow down all actions and movements. After you have changed your position, you continue to note rising, falling, or if the painful sensation still becomes predominant, then you should note the pain sensation, the painful sensation. Here, to notice very carefully, sometimes you find two or more objects arising. Then you try to choose which object should be noted. Sometimes you get puzzled. Not knowing what to do or what to note. It's not very difficult to note one of two or more objects which is arising at the moment. The most predominant object must be mindful of as it really is, because it's a nature for the mind to note the most distinct object, the most pronounced object of all different, many different objects. So when you observe the most predominant object, then the other object will be fade away, or will subside, or will disappear. So if you find two or more objects rising at the moment, the most predominant object must be noted. Suppose when you are observing the rise and fall of the abdomen, then the abdominal movement also distinct. But you feel an itchy sensation on the back, and also you have the pain on the leg, and also you hear a distant sound, then what object you should note, you choose, or you get puzzled. Suppose itching sensation on the back is more predominant than the other three objects, that itching sensation must be noted. Itching, 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 make a mental note. Until the itching has disappeared. If the itching sensation keeps going on, it becomes gradually stronger and stronger. Though you note itching, 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 it doesn't disappear. It keeps on. Then you have a tendency to scratch it, to make it disappear. Then you can do it, but mindfully. When you want to scratch, wanting, wanting, wishing, wishing, or ending, ending, when you lift your arm, your hands, lifting, lifting, when the hands stretching to the point of itching sensation, stretching, stretching, when your hand touches the point of a touching area, then touching, touching, when you scratch it, scratching, scratching. After unpleasant sensation of a scratching has disappeared, you put down your hands and then ending, ending, then putting down, putting down. And so on. All actions and movements must be observed as it really occurs. This, to deal with these actions and movements of the body, the omniscient Buddha teaches as a separate chapter in the discourse of Mahasatipatthana Sutra. The name of the chapter is Sambhajanyapapa. It's translated to the clear comprehension of Bodhimaya process. It means that we use the word daily activities or general activities for this Sambhajanya, clear comprehension of movements and action. So, whatever actions or movement may be, must be observed as it really occurs. In accordance with that chapter of a clear comprehension, when should we observe each and every actions and movements of the body? Because we want to realize them and their true nature. Then what are the true nature, intrinsic nature of these physical processes and mental process? They are the commentary to the text said, when a meditator with a deep concentration realizes the true nature of the Bodhimaya process, he knows either of the two characteristics of a mental and physical phenomena. One is Sabhava Lakna in Pali. It means specific or individual characteristic of a mental or physical process. The other is general or common characteristics of a mental or physical process. Meditator with a deep concentration begins to realize specific individual characteristic of a mental and physical phenomena. First of all, after that, when he proceeds with his practice and with the deeper concentration, he comes to realize the general characteristics of a mental and physical process. These two types of characteristics are the true nature of a mental and physical phenomena. To realize them or either of them, we have to be mindful of them. Any actions or movements of the body as it is. In other words, we have to be mindful of all daily activities such as bending of the arms, stretching of the arms, lifting of the arms, putting down the arms. And then while we are washing, while we are taking bath, while we are taking food and so on. Whatever we are doing must be observed as it really occurs. to be able to realize the specific and general characteristics of this mental and physical process, we have to slow down all actions and movements as much as possible. The slower is the better. As you know, there are four primary material elements in Buddhist philosophy. Those are Pathavi Dhatu, Apo Dhatu, Tejo Dhatu, Vaya Dhatu. These primary material elements, four primary material elements, constitutes so-called a body. So our physical body comprises and these are four primary material objects. Out of these four, most of the time we have to be mindful of Vayo Dhatu, wind element or air element. Vayo Dhatu, one of the physical processes, has the characteristics of movement, motion, vibration, and supporting. So, whenever we move, observe it. That's why you are there too. Whenever we feel it, vibration or vibrating, you should observe it. That's why you're that too. Say, when we lift our foot while we are walking, then lifting is a series of lifting movement arising and passing away. But we are not aware, we are not able to realize it as it is because our concentration is not good enough. That lifting movement must be observed. Lifting of the foot is not a single unit of materiality, but a series of many movements, lifting movements of wind element, Vayo Dhatu, are arising and passing away. To realize these many broken movements of lifting very clearly and very distinctly, we have to slow down our lift movement, pushing movement, putting movement, dropping movement, and so on. If we do not slow down these movements, the actions and movements, we are not able to catch them, to be aware of them, to observe them. Then we are unable to realize them in their specific nature or general nature. That's why we have to slow down whatever we are doing. Our daily activities, when we walk, we should slow down our step. Left, right, slowly, lifting, dropping, lifting, dropping. When we observe two parts of a step, we note lifting, dropping, lifting, dropping. When we observe three parts of a step, lifting, pushing, dropping, lifting, pushing, pushing, dropping. The many more parts of a step noted, the slower our step should be. So when we observe three parts of a step, lifting, pushing, dropping, lifting, pushing, dropping, the stepping should be lower than noting in two parts. Unless we do not make the slow step, we are not able to catch it. We are not able to concentrate on it. We are not able to realize it. That's why we have to slow down. The Vipassana meditation, as you know, is to realize any mental or physical process as it really occurs or in its original nature. When you have a painful sensation, you have to realize it as the process of the painful sensation, not a person, not a being. You must not idly find pain with yourself or your person, a being, because of pain. The sensation of a pain is not a person, neither a person or being, neither you nor I. What's that? This is just a natural process of a feeling or sensation. But when we are not able to realize it in its true nature, we identify the painful sensation with us. You identify the painful sensation with you. Then I am painful. I feel pain. Actually, there's no I or no person, no being who feels pain. Now what's that? The pain is the unpleasant physical sensation of a natural process. If we realize it's just a natural process of a painful sensation, we do not identify it with ourselves. So, when we lift our foot and walking, lifting, push it forward, pushing, when we drop it down, dropping, then here lifting means a very tiny lifting movement arises. then it is a possessory. Then another movement arises, and then it is a possessory. Then another movement arises, and then it is a possessory. In this way, in a stretch of a lifting movement of the foot, a series of many broken tiny movements of lifting is included. But we do not realize it, we do not rightly understand it, because our concentration is not deep enough and not good enough. So, a series of many broken movements of lifting can be realized that with a deep concentration. When your concentration is deep enough, to realize these movements one after another, we have to slow down the lifting movement of the foot. This, in the same way, pushing movement of the foot, putting down movement of the foot, and so on. So, you know the fan. When the fan is turned round very fast, you see the circle. The circle is not the original nature of the fan. When you see the fan as a circle, it means you do not see it as it is. And when the fan is slowed down, when the fan is turned round very, very slowly, then you see one blade after another moving slowly. Then you do not see the circle. What you see is the blades, the three blades, which moves one after another round and on. Then you come to realize it as it really is. You come to see the fin and its original nature, or you come to see it as it really is. So, anything which is moves should be realized at its true nature. That to realize it, you have to slow down that movement so that you can catch and observe each movement and realize.